think of this as something very valuable and important and not something to walk on by. Because I think a diary, it's just very personal, isn't it? And why should anybody leave that there? And so your mind would automatically be thinking of generating all sorts of scenarios. I mean, some of them are not very nice, are they? I mean, the traditional thing that you might think, leave the diary and go out to sea, or...
If it was me, I'd probably just leave it there thinking that somebody, because it looked like it only just been dropped, somebody might realise where they last had it and come back and find it.
But then why is it 2004? Why 2004? That's bizarre. Why that one there? Is it symbolic? But why would he leave the diary, which had all his inner feelings, thoughts and emotions out on display for anybody to pick up? And anybody to destroy and rip apart and vandalise or laugh at? Why would he leave himself open in that very conspicuous way?
How about it's found on a beach? What happens if the last entry is something like, that's it, I'm going to end it all? And the guy's just walked into the sea. By not looking at that last entry, potentially there could be a family out there that doesn't know, a son, daughter, father, mother has decided to do a Reggie Perrin and just walk into the ocean.
So in that way, you should act on it. Mm.
Do you look at it to find out what it is, whether it is the notebook, whether it is a diary, whether it's an appointment book?
If it's a 2004 business diary and we're now into 2005-06, it wouldn't be a very much use to, even if you return that diary, it wouldn't be any good, and it might as well be reclaimed by the sea. If it's a personal thing, a personal diary with your thoughts and feelings in it, then I think you would want it back.
I'd look in it to see if I could find a name and address.
Yeah, I would.
So maybe just flick at the front and flick at the back, but not on the inner pages.
Mm. What happens if you don't find anything there? I mean, I'd agree with that.
If it was me personally, I'd probably just leave it where it was. Unless it was going to get ruined and perhaps move it somewhere higher. I don't think I'd take it with me.
No, I definitely wouldn't. Mm.
Because they might come back and try and find it.
Mm. If I was perhaps staying in this location for any length of time, I'd probably put it, as Becky says, where somebody could perhaps go back and look for it. And then perhaps go back next day and see if it was still there and then send it to a police station.
What happens if it's gone, though, and it's being picked up by somebody with less morals than... yourself?
You know,
you see, in a diary like that, I never put my name or address in it, because if there is details in it that you don't want people to find out, you wouldn't want them to know your name and address.
And he might have actually intended to have thrown it away and somebody picked it up and, you know, took it, saw it there and took it and started reading it. It might have been at the end of a chain of events, but from his point of view, he had actually intended to dispose of it.
What happens if they don't know they've lost it there?
I'd leave it there, go back the next day and if it was still there, probably take it to a police station. I wouldn't start rifling through.
I don't think if somebody loses a diary, they're going to think somebody's going to hand it into the police, because it's not something of value like money or jewellery or keys. It's a diary. But then it might be more valuable to somebody than... I think it depends what the information is.
I think the whole idea of returning it to the police is a non-starter, because they're never going to take the time to bother to return it. So I think that's a non-starter. And I think if you're going to do anything, you're either going to do nothing or return it yourself. Find a way to do that.
So if you're going to hand it in or do something with it, you need to know it's of value. And you can't tell if it's of value without reading it. But should you read it or not? Should you just leave it where it is?
But yet, if the aim of it is to find the information, you're forced to read. And as you're forced to read, you're forced to get more and more involved with this person, and then you're forced to think maybe of the embarrassment and shame this person receiving the diary back and not knowing who's read it. It's all been on display.
I can't read it, can you?
Well, if it's not got anything important in it, you could just leave it where it was.
But if they've used it as a friend, it might be their only opportunity to actually get rid of, you know, whatever feelings they've got, if they've got nobody close enough to talk to. In which case, are you potentially depriving them of that ongoing relationship with themselves?
But I would probably have a look at it, and then once I realised it was personal, stop reading it. Well, when I realise that it doesn't look like they're going to have a name and address in it, or there's no way I can identify the person, I'd just stop. But so if, probably just one or two pages.
But if there's no way you can identify the person, do you then have an obligation to stop, because you're never ever going to be able to identify them? Wouldn't it just be like reading a novel? Or Bridget Jones's diary?
Well, what if you read something in there that, I know, was criminal or something, and then you'd feel obliged? Sometimes it's like, I don't want to find out what's in that diary because I don't want to...
Yeah, but you wouldn't just... You just wouldn't throw it away, would you?
I wouldn't throw it away. I'd probably just leave it where it was.
Would you take the time to destroy it in case the next person that comes
No.
along...
No.
But then it's not yours, really, to do...
To destroy.
If you leave... By sort of abandoning it, you not making that decision to actually destroy it as somebody's
and it
property
is
as such.
An inanimate object, so it's not like you're walking past somebody drowning, is it?
And to read it, even though the person probably wouldn't know, is sort of...
Still intrusive.
Even if he suspects someone else has read the diary, he doesn't know who, and the chances of him actually meeting the person that might know something about him intimately, it's going to be unlikely. If you've already looked through the diary and you've got a description of the guy, for instance, you can say to the vicar, this belongs to somebody that's called that regularly attends your church, I'd like to return it to him. And that way the vicar doesn't actually have to look through it, because you've established pretty much key facts about the guy, and then you could, you know, that's your description. You know, if you've got anything further, like, you know, he plays for, you know, a football team, or he does voluntary work for so-and-so, anything that you can to narrow the person's profile to the point where it could only be one individual, then the vicar doesn't even have to look at it.
From the owner's point, maybe they would be grateful that you'd returned it. Maybe they would be horrified that it had come from an anonymous source, it had been found, and had the person read it. It would always be a very much an if sort of question from the person who owned the diary.
So if I was returning it, I'd do it anonymously. But I wouldn't expect any thanks from it, and I'd probably leave my name out in case he wanted to take any kind of legal action or recourse that there was. Because you think you've done the right thing by returning it to him. Or alternatively, if there is information about the church, I'd probably go through the church, because that seems...
Because I wouldn't want to give it to the third party, because I wouldn't know if they could trust them.
Yeah, absolutely.
But whereas the church, if you're giving it to a vicar...
Yes. I mean, I think that's... That the whole idea of chaplains and priests is a really good... You know, is really interesting that we actually have these people in our society. These people who are charged with listening to anything that anyone wants to say and confess anything, but then not spread it on and be completely and utterly confidential in matters that the rest of us wouldn't want to hear or wouldn't accept.
Again, you've given somebody else the opportunity to read somebody's personal thoughts.
If I were you, I would find out more about the relationship between the writer and then the person who said just send it to me, because they could be best friends or they could be colleagues who fell out big time, and then might be something discriminatory in the diary.
But you don't know, you might send it and that person's on holiday and somebody else opens it.
Yes.
And with the church option.
And with the church.
Yes, if you've got the option of sending it to the church, even, and you could, you know, put it in a sealed envelope.
I think think it should have been returned. It's a piece of lost property. If it was a ring, you would hand it into a police station.